Bah voilà les amis, hein, je pense que vous avez entendu et écouté donc un premier extrait de cet album de Wildness, Resurrection. Alors il y a plein de bonnes choses chez Wildness. Je pense que notre ami Eric Modine est avec moi, je le vois là sur la vidéo, j'espère qu'il m'entend correctement. Hi Eric, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, that's a great pleasure to see you again, Eric. Oh, this is not the first time, so I have to just turn a little bit in French, and we speak a lot about this new record, finally, with coming, with called Resurrection. Voilà, les amis. Alors, on va parler avec Eric Modine. Alors, Eric est un, bah, c'est quelqu'un que j'ai croisé plusieurs fois. On a déjà discuté ensemble il y a quelques mois du deuxième album, hein, qui était sorti chez Our Events, Ultimate Demis. Et puis, on s'est recroisé il y a pas très longtemps parce que Eric était en tournée avec Hit à Paris. Et puis, on avait discuté longuement dans la rue ensemble. Il m'avait fait écouter l'album. Voilà, c'était un grand moment. Et puis, j'étais content. Et j'avais dit, de toute façon, quand l'album sort, on en discutera ensemble. Donc voilà, bah, écoutez, les amis, c'est un grand plaisir de l'avoir une nouvelle fois en direct live depuis la Suède. Hein. Alors voilà, c'est un Suédois. Vous savez, le bonheur que j'ai de parler de la Suède. Et bah, on va parler tout de suite avec Eric de ce nouvel album. Hi, Eric, again. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak together again. Not on the street. Yeah. Not on the street
thank
today. That's a pleasure to speak about this new release. Finally, with coming since 1 day now. So I think you are so happy with this new release. This is a lot of new things with coming for Wildness. In fact, Eric, new CD, new label, maybe new tour. We have to speak about a little bit about the beginning of October when we play with this Frontiers Festival in Stockholm.
Yeah.
And what a lot of stuff is coming right now, Eric. Huh?
I think you mentioned it all actually. when it comes to the live gig situation, we are looking at the opportunities right now to get out in hopefully 2023. There's not very much left of of 2022 now, but we have one gig coming up in 2022 in Stockholm. We haven't revealed the date yet, but we'll do that in the upcoming days. But hopefully gigs outside of Sweden during 2023.
Et ben voilà, donc ben la première information, c'est qu'effectivement, on s'était croisé il y a quelque temps dans la rue avant le concert de Hit, et puis on avait parlé de concerts. Donc il y a pas beaucoup de concerts cette année, hein, puisqu'il y en a eu un qui a eu lieu à Stockholm il y a quelques jours. C'était le 8 octobre, le festival, le Frontiers Sweden Festival avec des artistes incroyables. Et puis donc il y en a encore un là qui va arriver. Et puis il y aura certainement des dates en 2023. So Eric, since 1 day now, Resurrection is coming. It is clearly a resurrection for Wildness, or it's a new life.
Yeah, you could say so. I mean, first of all, we chose the title because from one of the songs, which is called "Love Resurrection."
Yes,
and we felt that "Love Resurrection" was quite a long title, but "Resurrection" was just, you know, short and straight on. So we decided on that one simply because it sound like a good title, and also you can also, you know, find ways to draw a line between the title and where we are now and where we're coming from and everything. In some way, it is a resurrection. I mean, coming out of the pandemic and everything, you know, you can draw all kinds of parallels. But I would say that this is the first album with Erik Forsberg, our lead singer, where he has been in the process from the beginning. Because when we recorded Ultimate Demise, we were still the original lineup when we recorded all the instrumental parts. So Erik came into the picture when everything was done. So all he had to do was just to lay down the vocals. He contributed at some parts, like the song "Renegades of Love." He wrote the lyrics and the melodies for that one. But other than that, everything was written and done. But this time we have been involved in the process altogether from the very beginning.
Et ben voilà, donc comme le dit Eric, alors je posais la question simplement, alors c'est est-ce que c'est une résurrection ou une nouvelle vie? Alors c'est un petit peu un mixte des deux. Alors vous avez compris, il y a un titre dans l'album qui s'appelle Love Resurrection, et puis ils se sont dit c'était pas mal comme titre. Alors pourquoi? Parce que bah après tout ce qu'on a vécu pendant la période de pandémie, c'est vraiment un nouveau départ. On va parler certainement du nouvel album, du nouveau label qui est maintenant avec Wildness. Et puis comme il l'a dit, c'est aussi les débuts réels en disque de Eric Forsberg, le nouveau chanteur qui a rejoint le groupe depuis un moment, puisque sur celui d'avant, le Ultimate Demis, tout était prêt, c'était fait, il n'était pas réellement incorporé au groupe, il était là un petit peu en dernier moment. Mais là sur cet album il a travaillé, il a fait beaucoup de lyrics, il a beaucoup travaillé sur les paroles, et je trouve que c'est une très très belle aventure qui le redémarre. Eric, I just said in French, this is a new adventure with Begging with Eric. And I think this new release is a little bit different than the two other ones, because we have a first one who is totally not available, but we have to speak about this first CD release in a couple of minutes, of course, and Ultimate Demis. So you come back, I think, with some fantastic songs. We speak just a couple of minutes about Love Resurrection, but some of them are really fantastic, and I like the work of Eric's, for example, with the one of my maybe favorite song with Look Like Foreigner, Lonely Girl. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Lonely Girls?
It's very much a tribute to, you know, the early 1980s soft rock ballad kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people has compared it to Foreigner,
yeah.
which is 100% intentional from my side. It was Foreigner, and also Who's Crying Now by Journey was a big influence on that song. So it's pretty much, you know, a tribute to that kind of, you know, soft rock ballads from the early 80s.
Ben voilà, donc alors si vous avez l'occasion d'aller écouter, mais il faut aller écouter ce nouvel album de Wildness, hein, Resurrection, qui est sorti depuis le 14 octobre sur le label Frontiers Records. Il y a un superbe travail du chanteur Eric Forsberg, et puis il y a un morceau qui est très balade des années 80, Lonely Girls, qui est clairement, comme le dit Eric, un clin d'œil aux années 80, un Foreigner. Je pense que quand vous allez écouter ce morceau, on le mettra certainement un petit peu plus tard, vous allez dire ah bah oui, c'est vraiment ce que Foreigner faisait de mieux dans les années 80. Voilà, c'est un très très bon morceau. Eric, you come back with a new label, Frontiers Records. We beginning with our event since a couple of years, and now we're moving to Frontiers, and it's maybe a good deal, I think, for Wellness to have this deal right now with Frontiers, because it's opened so many doors.
Yeah, really. I mean, they really know, they know the market, and they have a big spreading all over Europe and also over the world. They're also inhabited by quite a few bands that are, you know, huge influences to us. I mean, bands like Whitesnake, for example. We have three huge Whitesnake fans in the band. For example, they've been really good to us. So we hope that that our new home at Frontiers will lead us to a greater exposure for music.
Ben voilà, alors ils ont commencé, hein, comme vous le savez certainement, Wellness était sur le label de George Siegel, le label Our Even, les deux premiers albums étaient chez Our, et puis comme le label a fermé, il leur fallait trouver un nouveau label, et bien sûr, Frontiers s'est rapproché du groupe, le groupe s'est rapproché de Frontiers, et puis voilà, ça ouvre, comme le dit Eric, une opportunité, puisque sur ce label qu'on connaît bien tous, il y a des très grands groupes, il y a des grandes signatures, et comme le dit Eric, il y a Whitesnake notamment, et il y a aussi la possibilité de pouvoir avoir d'autres approches avec ce label. Eric, just a few words, because we speak a little bit about some members of the band with like Whitesnake, but I know you are a huge fan of Kiss. So a few words about Kiss. What do you think about this end of road tour?
Well, I went to the Stockholm gig in the end of May, I think it was, and it was good. I mean, we all know that Paul Stanley is doing pre-recorded vocals now, and to be honest, I prefer that rather than hearing him, trying to sing like he did in the early days and fail miserably. It sounds better live, so I'm ready to accept it. I mean, half of the thing about seeing Kiss live is the show. That's a fact. but I wouldn't be a fan if I didn't love the music, and I do, because when I was 8 or 9 years old, when I discovered them, I fell in love, you know, with the whole package. I Love It Loud was the very first song I ever heard, and it was the coolest, heaviest thing I've ever heard, and with the makeup and the costumes, it all just came together. Superheroes, so you all know the story. So they have been a huge influence for me, but also the 80s albums in particular, they have been a huge influence for the writing of the wireless music. Of course, I mean, Paul Stanley, he developed into a really, really, really great songwriter during the 80s. So we have picked a lot of bits and pieces from there.
And you know that we have a large box with coming for this album, Creature of the Night, with coming in a couple of days.
looking forward to that one. Don't get me started. I can talk about that one for hours.
me too. Bah voilà, donc on parlait un instant avec Eric. On est juste un petit peu décalé de l'interview, les amis, parce que on parlait de Whitesnake, mais Eric est un très grand fan de Kiss, qu'il a pu aller voir à Stockholm, et comme il le dit, tout le monde sait que effectivement Paul Stanley chante plus ou moins, et qu'il y a pas mal de bandes enregistrées, mais c'est voilà, il a découvert Kiss avec I Love It Loud, voilà, Creature of the Night, qui a 40 ans. Et puis pour ceux qui sont fans, il y a un super coffret qui va sortir dans quelques semaines, voilà, qui retrace toute la partie de cet album. Eric, if you come back right now to Resurrection, we have some person who joined you during this record. We have Danny Rickson, who is coming with around everybody, because he worked with you, he was with Chess Kane. It's like a new center of a lot of people in this industry. And of course, we have Henrik Henriksson from Houston. We have Ludwig Turner, from Reach. Danny Hart. So you have a lot of people who is coming to put some words, put some music. Is it very important for you to open a little bit wildness with some guests?
I actually got the idea from Danny himself, because he contacted me and asked if we were interested in doing some backing vocals for the recent Craze of X album. So we ended up doing backing vocals on a song called The Power from the recent Craze of X album. And and when I spoke to him, I got aware of that he's always using different people to contribute with the backing vocals, because if you use a lot of different people, blend in a lot of different voices, that's how you get the big sound, this, you know, hockey arena sound, you know, audience singing along, and it's also always fun to, you know, to blend in different people's voices, because it gives the music a certain atmosphere, it gives the backing vocals a certain color, if you say so. So I just felt like experimenting with it, and so I simply asked Danny if he was interested in contributing with some backing vocals on our song Tragedy, because I thought it had a very much of a Crazy Licks vibe to the chorus. So what was it kind of a natural thing to ask, and he gladly did it. And also we had Danny Hart and Ludwig on the song Nightmare. And so it's Ludwig's voice you can hear in the at the beginning. Sounds. And Danny's in the Danny Hart, to be precise. And we have Hank from Houston, who's backing vocals at the ballad Lonely Girl, which was also an obvious choice, because he's got the perfect voice for that kind of music. I mean, we all know the Houston sound, so
Yeah, and I'm waiting to see you again, Houston, on stage. That's a very long time right now. Ben voilà, comme le dit Eric, il y a pas mal d'invités hein, sur l'album, vous l'avez compris. Donc, il y a Danny Erickson de Crazy Licks qui pousse la chansonnette sur Tragédie. Il y a Hank Erickson qui vient faire des backgrounds sur qui joue dans Houston et qui est aussi sur l'album. Ludwig Turner de Rich and Danny Hart qui sont sur le morceau Nightmare. Voilà, il y a plein d'invités. Et la question, c'était, bah oui, effectivement, il faut quand même aussi, de temps en temps, avoir quelques amis qui viennent donner un coup de main. Et puis, ils sont aussi porteurs de plein de bonnes choses, ces Suédois, parce qu'ils sont très proches des uns et des autres, et c'est toujours intéressant de pouvoir échanger des idées, et du chant, et vous l'avez compris, voilà, c'est une multinationale des groupes suédois qui vient donner coup de main à un autre groupe. Eric, one of the songs, it's Best of Me. Do you think the band gives the best of me, I would like to say, for this record or something like that. This is clearly a song. I don't know if it's clearly a summarize of this record, but I know that you pass a lot of time to create this song and you put a lot of energy, all the band put a lot of energy. So clearly this is the best of the band and not the best of me.
Well, you can draw that parallel, of course. But now it's basically the title that's summarizing the content of the lyrics, and the lyrical theme is a traditional reflection of a relationship that is falling apart and it's all your fault and blah blah blah, and something like that. So that's what it's all about. You have taken all the best of me, so that's what it's all about. But the funny thing about this song is that I have a synthwave side project called Taekwondo that I have only managed to release one song so far, because I started it during the pandemic when we were on downtime with the band, and as soon as I was about to create some more stuff, things started to roll again, and I haven't been able to find the time to keep up with this side project, but hopefully I'll do it someday, because it's enjoyable to try to create music in another genre. But anyway, this song Best of Me was written for this side project as a synthwave rock song, without any guitars, so with just hammer bass and heavy keyboards and stuff like that, and drum machine. But when the other guys heard it, they all liked it so much and said, this should be a Wildness song. What, really? You think that? Well, okay. If you say so. So we just rearranged it and added more guitars and, real drums and everything. But we kept a lot of the original keyboards and we rewrote the chorus a bit to get it more catchy. So that's the story. So it was supposed to be a Taekwondo song, but it ended up as a Wildness song. I think it was a good choice, because it ended up really, really, really good. We all enjoyed it very much, and we played it live for the first time 1 week ago at the Frontiers Festival, and it went great.
Yeah. Bah voilà, donc vous l'avez compris, donc on parlait de Best of Me. Alors sur le ton de la boutade, je voulais savoir si c'était ils avaient donné le meilleur d'eux hein pour cet album. Alors voilà, Eric a expliqué que c'était un side projet qu'il avait et puis qu'il n'avait pas pu beaucoup avancer, et il avait un peu travaillé sur ce titre en parallèle, et puis d'un autre côté, quand est venue l'idée, il a partagé ça avec quelques personnes, les membres du groupe, ils se sont dit c'est une chanson de Wildness, il faut la mettre. Donc ils l'ont enregistré, ils ont un petit peu enlevé, nettoyé un petit peu tout ça, et puis ils ont avancé sur le sujet. Eric, just one word, because as you know, we are live on a chat Facebook, and one of your guys, maybe Gabby, said, Eric, you rock, much love your way, and thank you for the music.
Thank you very much.
That sounds good, huh? That sounds good. Eric, just a few words, because we speak about this concert for Stockholm a couple of days ago. I see a lot of picture, and I see a lot of fantastic faces, a smile on faces to see this fantastic Swedish band during this festival. So I think you are so happy to play at home, and I think not only Swedish for Swedish, because a lot of people fly to Stockholm to see Tree, to see you, to see Seven Crystal, to see Art Nation, to see, if I remember, Fan of the Dark. So this is a great, great opportunity to play some songs and to play some new songs. So I think you are pretty happy with this song live now.
Yeah, really. The event itself was really, really great. It was a fantastic evening with all these great bands. We had all these friends from other bands who was attending the evening, and fans from all around Europe, and it was great. We had a great time. The gig went really, really good, and it was great all in all. and seeing all these great bands also, especially Treat, who was headlining. I mean, I've been a big Treat fan since I was in my teenage years.
So me too.
They have been a huge influence for me. So I always enjoy seeing them live, and it was quite a long time ago since last time. So it was great. I had a minor headache the next day, to say the least.
Ah ben voilà, donc on parlait juste un instant effectivement du festival à Stockholm qui a lieu le 8 octobre avec tous ces groupes, hein, vous l'avez compris, Treat, Wildness, Art Nation, Seven Crystal, Fan of the Dark, voilà, il y avait un grand moment, des nouveaux morceaux ont été joués, hein, ils ont été très contents, et puis comme ils le disent, ils ont passé un excellent moment parce qu'il y avait plein d'amis sur scène, il y avait plein d'amis dans la salle, il y a plein de gens qui sont venus un petit peu parler de tout ça, et puis bien sûr il y a Treat, la tête d'affiche, qui est un très grand groupe suédois, comme le dit Eric, c'est un groupe qu'il a adoré quand il était jeune, jouait après eux, c'était quand même fantastique, et puis moi j'adore Treat aussi, donc c'est une très très bonne nouvelle. Maybe Eric, just few words, because we have to speak about this release, but not only, because on your Bandcamp, wow, what a fantastic idea, you re-record the first CD with some demo and bonus tracks, and and it's possible right now to buy a new one, this first release. Last week I take a look on Discog and I see that this first release cost €300 right now.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
It's really crazy. They only made it in 3,000 copies, as far as I know. Mm. So yeah, and also the Ultimate Demise vinyl has a very high secondhand market value. Mm. I think it's around 350 euros or something like that. Also,
it's a huge.
That one was only made in 100 copies.
Yeah. Donc on parlait à l'instant avec Eric alors, sur le ton de la boutade, mais si vous voulez acquérir le premier album, le vinyle, vous allez sur la page Bandcamp de Wildness, vous allez retrouver le premier album qui est introuvable, il y en avait eu 300 exemplaires, les amis, et il fait maintenant sur la code, il fait €300, alors ils l'ont réédité avec des bonus tracks, alors il y a des démos, il y a une version japonaise en bonus track, il y a le vinyle aussi qui est sorti d'Ultimate Demise, il y a le vinyle du nouvel album qui est disponible, signé, non signé, allez sur la page Bandcamp de Wildness, je la mettrai tout à l'heure dans les liens, et vous pouvez commander plein de bonnes choses. So the great idea is to buy everything, not only this first release, Eric, is to buy t-shirt, vinyl, everything available right now on Bandcamp. So I put the link on the chat, and I put a link on the podcast, of course.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
And I have to buy something, so I have to revert to you with my large large order, because I have to order a lot of things now. Eric, before we finished, of course, you remember during April, during the tour with It, we passed maybe a long minute together to speak about this new release. You share with me the first video with Coming Before Everything. So I love each minute when we speak a little bit in Paris together during the streets, on the weather and so on. That was so fantastic, and now we share the music with a lot of people, so I think you are so proud with this new release.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's always a bit of you know, you're always a bit nervous when you're releasing something new, because you never know what to expect from the from people's reactions and stuff like that, because you really want other people to like it as much as you do. I mean, especially when you put so much effort into it. And this is also, this is the first Wildness album that I have produced, engineered, mixed and mastered all by myself, which was kind of a dream come true, because when this was, you know, started developing in my head around 2013, 14, that I want to do some kind of project or maybe a band, that it, because I was studying music production at that time in school. After that, I've been, you know, starting my own business and trying to develop within that area to become as professional as I can. Now I felt that okay, this is how I'm gonna try to do it, and I'm satisfied with the result. I am. It's hard to get an outside look of everything when you really really dip deep into the process. You don't get a distance from it. So the minute you're handing the final master away to the record company, you just you distance yourself for quite a few months and don't want to hear anything of it. And then, like 3 or 4 months after that, you can listen to it like you're hearing it for the first time, and then you're hearing, okay, this sounds good. Maybe I should tweak that thing differently and blah blah blah. But
yeah,
all in all, we're really really happy with this album, and the reactions has been great as well.
Yeah, yeah. So many good reactions for the listener right now. I see so many people who is coming to see on YouTube your video and go to your page, Facebook page, and give you some highlights about this new release. So I think again, Eric, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Bah voilà, comme on disait avec Eric, hein, alors on s'était croisé un petit peu avant Hit à Paris, on avait discuté sur le trottoir, il m'avait montré les premiers extraits, là il m'avait fait écouter quelques titres, et puis maintenant il a partagé à tout le monde, comme il le dit, il est très fier de cet album Résurrection, puisqu'il a travaillé beaucoup dessus, il a enregistré, il a fait beaucoup de travail, il a passé beaucoup de temps, il est très fier, parce qu'il pensait un jour le faire, mais il ne pensait pas y arriver, et en fin de compte, comme il le dit, il est très fier d'avoir fait cet énorme travail d'enregistrement, du son, du travail autour de Wildness, et c'est vraiment son groupe, son album, et en tout cas, moi, je suis très content de partager avec vous cette interview de Eric Modine, Wildness, Résurrection, c'est disponible, écoutez-le, allez sur Bandcamp, achetez-le, et puis on espère voir Eric et le reste du groupe en tournée. Alors tiens, je vais vous donner le line-up, alors, sorry for my Swedish accent, Eric, hein. Donc let's go. So le lineup de Wildness, donc Eric Fosberg le chanteur, Marcus Sotsum à la basse, Adam Holmström à la guitare, Pontus Kold à l'autre guitare, et the man, the masterman, the engineer, the only one, my friend, Eric Modine on drums. Eric, again, thank you so much for your time on this Sunday afternoon. Cross finger to see you on stage. I hope in Paris, but I'm pretty sure that I see you, I don't know everywhere, but I'm pretty sure that I see you on 2023 live again. And Eric, before we finished and we just start just after the final fantasy, do you have a quick message for the French listener? And not only because we have a lot of people who is coming from Swedish. Hey, tac, 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 tac.
Merci. Well, the only thing I can say, first of all, to you, thank you very much for your kind words. It really, really warms my heart. And of course, France, I hope to see you guys soon again. That time on stage with our band Wildness, and it's gonna be awesome. So listen to our new album Resurrection, and if you like, please buy a signed copy of the CD or the vinyl or new pressed deluxe edition of our first CD. available at Bandcamp.
I'm coming back. I'm coming back on Bandcamp. Eric, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day. And again, congratulations for Resurrection.
Thank you.
Now we go to the final fantasy right now.